For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. When it comes to water, when do the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few? 7 western states dependent on the drought-stricken Colorado River are in a tough debate over cutting their water use. Daily Yonder contributor Austin Corona says it's a survival clash playing out, in part on an urban-rural divide.
How do you make the law work for everybody in a situation where you're talking about something as important as water?
In Colorado, Corona says farmers and ranchers fear cities like Denver will get priority, and a state task force is working to balance fairness and legal rights.
It's about bringing a lot of people across the state together to decide on the way to deal with this situation that works for everybody.
Meanwhile, the Federal Bureau of Reclamation is preparing to implement the results of interstate negotiations that could reduce water going to California, Arizona, and Nevada by 13%. North America's grasslands are one of the most threatened ecosystems, and their preservation is getting new attention. Grasslands provide wildlife habitat and support rural economies. In recent decades, however, millions of acres have been lost.
Whether it's conversion to cropland or development, some studies have shown that the loss of grasslands has actually been even faster than the loss of Amazon rainforest.
Aviva Glasser with the National Wildlife Federation says ranchers, tribal members, and conservationists all want grasslands protected. It's known they absorb greenhouse gases, keeping climate pollution out of the atmosphere. But too often, Glasser says, people see them as flyover country.
They don't understand the value for wildlife, the value for rural communities, and for ranchers, for climate. Grasslands hold so much carbon in the soil.
A decades-old conflict within the United Methodist Church over same-sex marriage and LGBTQ clergy is creating anxiety ahead of next year's annual conference, causing some congregations to disaffiliate and leave the denomination altogether, especially in rural America.
This is a small town. There is not room for us to be breaking up friendships and families.
Reverend Katie Black serves the small Methodist Church of Winfield, Louisiana, whose congregation is staying the course. Black says a painful vote on disaffiliation failed to reach the required two-thirds majority. So far, about 6,000 congregations across the U.S. have voted to leave the Methodist denomination. Still, 4/5 of congregations have stayed with the church. Ken Carter is bishop of the Western North Carolina Conference.
I am for a church that includes everyone. And as difficult as this is, I do see it as a moment of justice.
For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.